Today's episode, Mono Lake's Tufa Rock Refrigerator. Most everyone is familiar with the unusual rock formations at Mono Lake known as tufa towers. The tufa is essentially common limestone. What is uncommon about this limestone is the way it forms. Underwater springs at Mono Lake that are rich in calcium mix with lake water, which is rich in carbonates. As the calcium comes in contact with the carbonates in the lake, a chemical reaction occurs, resulting in calcium carbonate, or limestone. The calcium carbonate settles out of solution as a solid around the spring, and over the course of decades to centuries, a tufa tower will grow. Tufa towers grow exclusively underwater, and some grow to a height of 30 feet. Close to the lake's west shore is one of the many clusters of tufa towers at Mono Lake. On an area that was once known as the Ney Ranch, is a fairly large tufa formation about 15 feet high with a natural hollow or cave opening, if you will, inside the tufa. Mono Basin Pioneer family member Lily LeBrock remembers living on the property as a youngster. In Lily's book, Man from Mono, Lily recalls an ice-cold spring gurgling up from the ground inside this particular tufa cave. Lily says it became the refrigerator. It had a hole in the top for ventilation and a natural shelf where the LeBrocks stored eggs, butter, and milk. Lily also said they would occasionally hang mutton and beef inside the natural. Several years ago, I found a LeBrock tufa's refrigerator. There was no spring at the time, but the inside of the tufa was indeed 25 degrees or more cooler than the warm July sun outside. The LeBrocks sold their ranch after the great 1906 San Francisco earthquake. Lily recounted, for several weeks after the quake, Mono Lake's level rose by 30 feet or more, inundating pastures, fences, and eventually the ground floor of their home, making life along the shore of ancient Mono Lake impossible. I wonder if any of the appliance repair companies in the Eastern Sierra know how to work on a tufa rock refrigerator. We'll save that for another day. And another episode of Tales Along El Camino Sierra.